Donegal's Nora Stapledon retired from Irish rugby this year after playing for her country 50 times. The out half from Fawn was part of the Grand Slam winning side of 2013 and claimed a second Six Nations medal 2 years later in 15, and she was a crucial part of the Irish side that famously beat the All Blacks at the 2014 World Cup. Jeremy, I know you spoke to Nora a number of months ago when she was back at an event for the Letterkenny Rugby Club underage, but when you get capped for your country 15 times, it's a phenomenal achievement.
Yeah, she really is an inspiration, isn't she, Nora Stapledon? And yeah, she was out in Letterkenny that time coaching the underage sides and has coached right across the Northwest as part of her duties with the IRFU. She's a lovely person. She was really easy to talk to, and she just, you know, outlined to the players, you know, what they need to be doing if they're to aspire to go on and be, you know, top rugby players, fellows and girls. But the year for Irish rugby, it was disappointing in the end, wasn't it? Because we went on to host the 2017 Women's World Cup in August, and it just never really got going as far as Ireland were concerned. Larissa Muldoon was involved in that squad as well, Nora Stapledon. Muldoon, she scored the opening try of the tournament, and Nora had two conversions, helping Ireland to a 19-17 win over Australia in their opening match. And even though they won that day, I think if we look back, it was a disappointing performance from Ireland. And they went on then for their next game, was against Japan, and again struggled to win that one. She took a deserved Player of the Match award, Nora Stapledon did, after their win against Japan, but they had to come from 14-0 down to win by 3 points in the end. Then France, Australia and Wales would inflict defeats on the Irish girls, and at the end of the tournament, Stapledon then made the decision to bring an end to her Irish rugby career.
Yeah, obviously just there at the end of the World Cup, I kind of felt the time was right to move on, I suppose, and prioritise other things in my life. But look, I don't really have any regrets from retiring. It wasn't an easy decision, but at the same time, it wasn't too hard to make either.
What were the highlights of your 50 games playing for Ireland?
I suppose, you know, when you look at successes, you have to look at the 2013 Grand Slam. That was certainly it was fantastic memories made over the course of that journey. And you know, the Irish team hadn't won anything really up until then, and never mind we hadn't even beaten England. So to do it all in 1 year and then come away with the Grand Slam, very emotional, you know, very just great memory. And then obviously the 2014 win over the Blackburns was another fantastic day out as well. And yeah, but at the same time, you know, when you look back on it, you played 50 times your country and each one of those matches left a mark as well, I think.
Nora Stapledon speaking to Miles Gallagher on Sunday Sport following her decision to step away from international rugby, getting capped for her country 50 times. She played her part as well in a Six Nations campaign, which just seen them lose out to England at the end. She proved to the pass, or provided the pass for the winning score, and the victory 22-15 away to Scotland, which started that campaign. She also converted the try to make it a 7.1 for the visitors. The following Sunday, she kicked 7 points as Ireland made it back-to-back victories, 27-3 over Italy and Rome. And then a third one came about with her 8-point contribution to help Ireland, a 13-10 win over France. There was victory then against Wales and Cardiff, and that set up a grand slam against England. But on St. Patrick's Day, Stapledon's dream of another title, a Grand Slam title, was dashed. England won that decider 34-7, comfortably in the end in Donnybrook. And then we went on to the World Cup, which ended in disappointment. We had Nora Stapledon, one of Ireland's, I suppose, most capped players for women's international rugby. And Patsy, there's another girl about to embark on her journey at that level, and a girl, Laura Filley, that you know very well.
Oh, yes, absolutely, from Ballybuffet, playing with Galwegians now in Connacht, of course, and included on the Irish squad for the first time ever within the last couple of weeks. So congratulations to her. She was a Finn Valley athlete, winning at national level for many, many years in the throwing event. So I do know that she's worked very hard, and we just look forward now to her developing her career and going and this Donegal connection with the Ireland rugby team.
Yeah. Elsewhere in rugby, former Letterkenny club player Joe Dunleavy met his dream start to his professional provincial career, scoring a try during his debut for the Ulster A side, defeating the Scarlets. That was in the opening round of the British and Irish Cup at Banbridge. Another Letterkenny lad, Conor McManaman, was capped for the Ireland under-18s in the 29-17 win over England. And Carndonagh teenager Stephen Kelly and Letterkenny's Mia Alcorn were also capped for Ulster at underage level. Locally, it's been a big year for Omagh because they made history and were promoted to the All-Ireland League. They took on Boyne in the round-robin playoff final and came away with a 29-9-1 to move up into the senior ranks. And that one came 20 years after the club were promoted to the All-Ireland League. And Omagh this year going well. They're holding their ground in the AIL. And they'll be back in action, of course, in that competition at the turn of the year.